This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
To the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you hear that? Sounded like there were two Dahlias in the room. Boy, that was scary. How do we have two Dahlias in the room? I don't think you guys can handle it. You can barely handle me coming through on the radio. Well, anyway, we got a lot to talk about. You know, many of you have been asking me what's been going on with marijuana, and we've had a lot of research come out in the last week or two. First, we had a study come out saying marijuana can help reduce seizures. And this was a pretty interesting study. It was put on by a pharmaceutical company. So for those of you guys that are pretty upset with pharmaceutical companies, you might not be upset about this one, because they were able to extract one of the chemicals out of marijuana and were able to study it. And they found that some of the kids were seizure-free during the 14-week period they took this medication. So we're going to talk to you about that. But for every good study that comes out on marijuana, there's always a bad study. And not bad in terms of the way it's done, but in terms of some bad news. And we're finding that marijuana use has been linked to gum disease. And I'll tell you what they're talking about with the gum disease and what they think is going on and what's so bad. We had two people who were, I believe, two counselors at an addiction facility actually die themselves from opiate diagnosis. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the Jelly Belly, poor Jelly Belly. Okay. This is a, is that a gummy bear or a jelly bean company? I don't know. But apparently Jelly Belly is being sued because there's a woman claiming that she had no idea that there was sugar in the jelly bean. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Brazilian doctors have been using what I've been making fun of on my show this whole time. I have a big problem with fish skin being on the meat I order at a restaurant. If I'm going to order some meat, first I want it to be like steak. But if I'm stuck having to eat fish, you know, because I don't know, I'm near Boss Man, or I'm, you know, near, I don't know, somebody who's a pescatarian and I want to look like, you know, I fit in, I'll eat a piece of fish. And then all of a sudden there's a piece of skin on it and I'm ready to just, you know, heave all over the table. Well, get this. Researchers in Brazil are experimenting with this new treatment for severe burns where they use a layer of tilapia fish skin on top of the patient. And I'm watching this happen now to a baby. It actually looks pretty good. It actually kind of looks delicious now that I think, but then again, I'm very, very hungry. And the Ebola outbreak is now, I believe, up to 43 cases suspected. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, let's get started here with Ebola, okay? Global health officials are now monitoring a possible resurgence of the Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And remember I told you guys, Ebola was never gone. Ebola's been around for, gosh, since I believe the 70s. And little cases would smolder here or there, including the Democratic Republic of Congo. It just happened to kill about 11,000 people a few years past, which is, and the last outbreak had been declared over around January 2016, and then we had to say, wait, hold the phone, we still have a few more cases. So roughly by about last year, this time last year, we, you know, kind of assumed that the Ebola outbreak was over. And nobody really told us anything if there was a case here or a case there. Well, unfortunately, now we're hearing there's about 43 cases going on. They say two of the cases have been positively confirmed in the laboratory to be Ebola. Experts at the World Health Organization and the U.S. CDC are now closely monitoring the situation. And it, I believe it's in the village of Lakati. They say the Lakati Health District is in a remote area, but contact tracing is essential to contain the outbreak in its focus. So from what we understand, somebody had contracted and he was really sick and he was vomiting blood. And not a lot of people were thinking Ebola, because it's been about a year. And I believe his brother helped transport him. There was a small, I don't want to call it a cab, but a transport. And the person who was hired to take him into the city, I believe he got affected. And then all the people that kind of took care of him, and then they fell ill within the village. None of them had, obviously, the hazmat suits and the, you know, the protection and the gloves and the masks and everything else. So, unfortunately, you see how this can, you know, spiral out of control. They say this is the eighth epidemic of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo since it was discovered back in 1976. As we know, 11,000 people were killed, at least, within the last few years during the last of the outbreaks. And so the area, they say, is located over 300 miles from the DRC capital of Kinshasa and has very few passable roads and bridges open during this time of year. They say helicopters are required to bring teams and equipment to the town of Lakati, where motorcycles take over. They say health workers have already built two mobile labs, but a generator in one failed and had to be replaced. So this is kind of what they're dealing with right now. They say the vaccine, all right, we are just so close. Man, I tell you. They say a research arm of Paris-based Doctors Without Borders submitted to an ethical review board on Wednesday, as well as the DRC's government, for a formal trial protocol for the unlicensed vaccine. This vaccine was approved by Merck. It's stored in the U.S., and they are hoping that they could give it to people to provide protection within 2 weeks. So to speed up the process, the World Health Organization recently issued a donor alert requesting a six-month budget of $10.5 million to support the vaccine. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, maybe you have laryngitis. All right, so while we're dealing with this, basically, how we, you know, we have to be on top of it. And unfortunately, we're probably going to see more cases until we get control. We've talked about how epidemics kind of just, how epidemics seem to get out of control, and how we lose the circumcision or the circumscribing around the cluster of outbreaks and issues. And it's because, you know, if somebody doesn't disclose where they went, you know, for fear that somebody else would get in trouble or et cetera, unfortunately, we end up not being able to test every single person. You know, the symptoms, you get very, very sick, high fever. Unfortunately, you can start to bleed, and you bleed internally, which is why it's called a hemorrhagic fever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Isaiah, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So two counselors at an addiction facility in southeastern Pennsylvania died after themselves overdosing on opioids. This is according to Chester County District Attorney. They said, if anyone is wondering how bad the opioid epidemic has become, he said, this case is a frightening example, according to Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan. He said the staff members in charge of supervising recovering addicts succumbed to their own addiction and died of opioid overdoses. Opioids are a monster that is slowly consuming our population, unquote. They say authorities have not released the counselors' names. They say first responders were called Monday to Freedom Ridge Recovery Lodge in West Brandywine Township. This is a private group home and a halfway house for people who are struggling with their drug addiction. According to the district attorney's office, Freedom Ridge Recovery Lodge did not return phone calls or comments and I believe their website has been taken offline. Now, the six recovering addicts who live at Freedom Ridge Lodge found the two live-in counselors in separate rooms unresponsive. The counselors were found with used needles and small baggies for heroin near their bodies. They say the concerned residents gave one of the counselors an injection of the opioid antidote naloxone before they called paramedics, but it didn't revive the counselor. Both counselors were pronounced dead at the scene. The baggies found at the scene were stamped with Superman and Danger Skull and Crossbones logos, investigators said. The preliminary toxicology reports from the deceased counselors said they tested positive for heroin and fentanyl. So when the counselors themselves, right? These are the ones that are supposed to be treating people in need, treating the people who are having the addiction. When themselves overdose, we got a big problem. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe they were addicts in disguise and they offered to help counsel so that they could be close to the narcotics. So, well, I don't know if, you know, when somebody comes into these facilities, if they actually have substances on them that they have to turn over. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, when you go to AA, you leave your bottle and, you know, people just don't walk in with bottles of alcohol with, you know, coming up to an AA meeting. You know, they come in and they, you know, go to their meeting. And I love the AA meetings. Every time I could sit in on one, I do, which is great. And it's, you know, people are good and it's just so therapeutic, even if you don't drink. You know, it's just nice to be around people and, you know, hear their problems and be able to talk about your problems. And so I'm not sure what the hell happened here and how they both died on the same day. So something's not right. Something's very, very kooky. But unfortunately, for those of you looking for help, you got to be very careful what halfway house or where you decide to go for rehab. And, of course, your medical provider can steer you in the right direction. But here's another example of why we don't have good mental health services. You know, I mean, there has to be, you know, counselors need to be also screened. You know, when we were doing our medical school training and we were going into our third year, you know, I believe we had to have multiple drug tests. I don't remember, but I remember the one my third year where you had to go in, you had to get a drug test before you, you know, start working in the hospital. And so, and you know, they could test us, I believe, at any time, the medical board, if they wanted to. We just always knew that we would be screened. So I'm assuming that's what happens with a lot of these places with the counselors. Unfortunately, it's very, very sad. It's very tragic. And we forget how people can just die. And opioid addiction is one of the more difficult ones to kick because the withdrawal is so rough. You know, alcohol, when you withdraw, you're miserable. You are absolutely miserable. You feel like you're crawling out of your skin. And unfortunately, you could go through DTs where you have hallucinations and you could even seize. And if you seize, you could even die. So alcohol withdrawal is very, very dangerous. Benzodiazepine withdrawal is very, very dangerous. Narcotic withdrawal won't necessarily kill you, which is very interesting. Okay? Well, a narcotic withdrawal, you shouldn't seize. You shouldn't die. Now, you could get completely, you know, you could be severely depressed. You could want to kill yourself. That could be where the death risk comes in. You could have, be overwhelmed with diarrhea and vomiting. So there could be a dehydration component, a severe one. But opioid addiction withdrawal is some of the most brutal. I mean, you are in major pain. You are just, you're in hell when you go through narcotic withdrawal. And so some people are more scared of that than they are of being addicted to it. And so when patients would come in saying, look, I need my medication, My first thought wasn't that they were sitting there selling it. When you see the fear in somebody's eyes, they are scared to death of going through the withdrawal. And once you're scared, you know, and you're fearing it, unfortunately, you could start feeling the symptoms. And so, you know, when I hear the media talk about our opioid epidemic and how, you know, we have too many people abusing these medications, et cetera, you know, we really need somebody to come out and tell us how many of these people on heroin aren't doing it for funsies, but doing it because they have become addicted to a narcotic and it is so scary and they feel like they're going to die that they end up going to stronger and stronger medication. And the one thing about narcotics is you need stronger and stronger even after one dose because your receptors seem to get saturated. And so it's very easy to want a higher dose and then a higher dose. Nobody seems to talk about this. Nobody seems to talk about the victims and all this. Yeah, you have some idiots out there. Yeah, you have some abusers. You have people that don't know how to enjoy their, you know, cocaine and, you know, their alcohol and their, you know, drugs when they're, you know, sitting there partying. And so they like to throw a narcotic in the mix. But a lot of these people, they either, you know, tried some drugs, you know, made a stupid mistake one day, then tried it again, and then unfortunately they got, you could get addicted after the first time. You know, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been in the hospital and you received a pain medication, but for many of us that go through the ER, one time does it. Well, if you've ever delivered, if you've ever been in labor, okay, one time doesn't cut it because the pain continues and you are in labor sometimes for days. And I never understood the whole, you know, I just never understood the whole, you know, attraction to narcotics. And I had never received a Demerol. And so here I am. I am in horrible labor. And the pain is just overbearing. I couldn't take it. And I was still not far enough along to get an epidural. So the nurse comes in, and we are on day 4 to 5 of my labor. I mean, it was a rough week, and I was just exhausted, and she gave me a injected IV injection Demerol, and I gotta tell you, it was like, I mean, it was wow, and I've told you guys, you know, I don't know if you remember one of the Look Who's Talking movies with Bruce Willis and John Travolta and Kirstie Alley, where the, you know, the baby gets the drugs and the fingers are all psychedelic. That is exactly how it felt. And it was the euphoria from the drug, and it was also the euphoria from the few minutes of no pain. And it was just one of the best feelings ever. Okay, well, here comes another contraction, and okay, I can handle this one. All right, I can handle this one. And then here comes another contraction, and nope, it's starting to get bad again. Oh, no, it's starting to get bad again. So I told her, I think I need some more. And she's like, you know, we can. I could give you some more, but don't expect it to work as well. So now the contractions are really, really bad. I'm watching the kid's heart rate. The heart rate's fine. I'm like, okay, well, give me one more. You know, it's just I've got to be dilating soon, you know, so I could finally get the epidural. And that next shot, nah, didn't feel like the first. And it's because the narcotic had already covered up the receptors that you have. And you have receptors in your body that take the chemical and then do what it needs to with it. And so all the mu receptors had already been overloaded with the first dose of medication that when the next dose came in, didn't cut it. So what ends up happening is for people who are addicted, who don't feel the first high and then want to get another one and want to get another one, what they're trying to do is displace the medication out of the receptor with a higher dose and with more of it so that they have more circulating medication so that they can hopefully get more of that buzz. And what is so deadly about that is if you have so much medication in your system, you could unfortunately then go into respiratory depression where you stop breathing. And when you stop breathing, unfortunately, that's when you're done. And that's why we use Narcan to reverse the opioid to displace it from the receptor so you don't get any more respiratory depression. But the problem is if you had 2, 3, 4, you know, injections of this medication, you got a lot of it circulating. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, all right. Oh, look at it. Okay, so when we come back, let's talk about marijuana because obviously we don't want people in pain as we're cutting off narcotics. And we will talk. And we'll talk about how marijuana. There was some good news, but there's also some bad news. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we know that marijuana has been used for a variety of medical issues, and we are talking back into the BC days. I mean, you know, civilizations have been using the plant, using the oil of the plant, and have actually been using it to prevent seizures. Seizures have been around for a while. We'll talk about what they are. Well, this week, researchers from NYU Langone's Comprehensive Epilepsy Center found a chemical in marijuana to do just that and reported that they were able to, in a pharmaceutical medicine form, were able to decrease people's seizures. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that a liquid medication containing cannabidiol, which is one of the many chemicals in marijuana. Marijuana has hundreds of thousands of chemicals. It reduced convulsive seizures in children by half. Now, GW Pharmaceuticals gets the credit, and they created a drug called Epidiolex. And Epidiolex is the brand name. And this is the drug that's used in the study. It has not received FDA approval yet, but this is what it's hoping to. Now, the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, that's the component of marijuana that is more psychedelic and gives you the euphoria. This chemical doesn't do that. This ingredient just used cannabidiol. And the researchers tested 120 children with Dravet or Dravet syndrome. And Dravet syndrome is this pretty severe pediatric genetic syndrome where they get multiple recurrent seizures. They also have developmental delay, learning disorders, and they're not the healthiest of kids. And it's very, very scary for parents who have kids with Dravet. It's like a severe epilepsy. And they found that when they gave kids these Epidiolex, they suffered less seizures, and even 5% of the children were completely seizure-free during the 14-week trial. Now, unfortunately, these kids did experience some side effects. There, you know, some reported fatigue, some reported vomiting, some reported diarrhea, some reported anorexia, which is loss of appetite. And for those of you who want to read more, go to my website at drdahlia.com. I have an article there. Well, let's review what a seizure is. So a seizure is where you have abnormal electrical activity in the brain. And if the electricity doesn't conduct properly, then brain function gets disrupted. And so you could have convulsions, these like involuntary jerking movements. You could have loss of muscle tone where you just completely fall. You could have changes in senses, like issues with your vision, issues with your hearing, with your smell, taste, etc. Many will lose bladder control. Some will lose consciousness. Some will sustain a stroke. And then some, when they have a seizure, they could have brain damage, you know, especially if they lose some air supply or blood supply and oxygen to the brain. And then, unfortunately, some people could die. I believe John Travolta's child had died during a seizure. So it's very, very frightening stuff. Now, people kind of mix up seizures and epilepsy. A seizure is an act. It's a seizure. All right. It could either be provoked or unprovoked. You could have a seizure when you have a fever that goes up too high or a temperature that drops too low. If you have trauma to the head, you could sustain a seizure. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder in where you have recurrent unprovoked seizures. So like a provoked seizure would be, let's say you've been drinking alcohol and then you just hadn't drunk alcohol in a while. And you go through alcohol withdrawal. That's like a provoked seizure. Or you having trauma to the brain, or you having a stroke, etc. Unprovoked is where we don't know why this happened. All of a sudden, the electricity just goes haywire. And so these kids that have Dravet syndrome, since infancy, you know, we start to see issues, and then by the time they're walking and trying to talk, we see a variety of seizures that they're displaying. Unfortunately, they have developmental delay, learning disorders, etc. But here's the key with this type of syndrome, this Dravet syndrome that they looked at with kids. These kids, most seizure medications don't work. Their seizures are refractory to many medications out there. So the fact that this cannabinoid or cannabinoid receptor cannabidiol medication worked from this pharmaceutical company means we may now have a treatment that we could use to treat seizures. So this is some good news. Of course, you know, they have to get FDA approval and, you know, a lot more needs to be studied on that. But it definitely is a win for people seeking to be able to use marijuana more in the medical realm. And it's a win for parents who have been saying, look, I have to give my kids marijuana so they don't have as many seizures. You know, please help us. And doctors have not been able to help them. Okay, now, with every study showing there's a positive, there's a study showing there's a negative. And I guess periodontal disease has been found to be worsened for people who use, not just smoke, but use marijuana. Now, gum disease or periodontal disease starts out as gingivitis, which is where you get some plaque around the teeth and some inflammation of the gums, and then it could lead to periodontitis. And periodontitis is where you start to get recession of the gums and deep pockets around the teeth. You could also start to get bone destruction, and you could start to lose bone of your jaw. So these, and it's not just a basic gum infection that you could take antibiotics for. We are talking about bacteria that get in there from the food. They feast on the sugar that you eat, and unfortunately, it could start destroying your mouth. Now, we know that periodontal disease can, you know, happen by smoking, etc., but we didn't know that this could happen with marijuana. So bacteria, poor dental hygiene, smoking, diabetes, hormonal changes, medications that dry your mouth could cause gum disease, and, of course, genetics. And what's also bad about periodontitis or gum disease is not only can it affect your mouth, but it could also put you at risk for diabetes and put you at risk for heart disease. So a study was published in the Journal of Periodontology. And Dr. Jafar Sharif, a postdoctoral resident of periodontology at Columbia University School of Dental Medicine, his colleagues looked at 1,900 adults who participated in the CDC's National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. 27% of those 1,900 adults admitted to smoking marijuana in the last year, and their gums were evaluated for deep pockets. We don't have the number of how many admitted to using marijuana in edible form or in oil or another form, okay? Now, healthy gums, like I said, the gum fits really snugly and smoothly around the tooth. Deeper pockets or gums that aren't healthy would have pockets deeper than 3 millimeters. Have you guys ever had a dentist stick that pointy thingy into the gum and you're like, oh my gosh, that looks so painful? And then they sit there and they tell the nurse 3, 4, 5, 6. You don't want to hear the 6. You don't want to hear anything under 3. They're talking about how deep your pockets are. So they found that the frequent marijuana users had more gum sites with deeper pockets. So if you have a deeper pocket, food gets trapped in there. Bacteria get trapped. So not only are the deeper pockets a sign of gum disease, but it could also worsen your gum disease. Now, they think what ends up happening is when you use marijuana, and that's why I say use and not just smoke, but when you use marijuana, your cannabinoid receptors get activated, and the saliva secretion decreases. This was investigated back in 2006. So when you have less saliva, you have less cleaning of the gums and teeth. And also, you know, saliva, you know, has more of a basic pH, so it neutralizes the acid that the bacteria produce. So you need saliva in your mouth. And I guess marijuana, unfortunately, can mess that mechanism up. Another thing they think of is maybe people smoke marijuana, get the munchies. So they eat more junk food, and if they eat more junk food, that could hurt the teeth. So Dr. Sharif stated, while more research is needed to determine if medical marijuana has a similar impact on oral health, they say our study findings suggest that dental care providers need to ask their patients about marijuana and cannabis use. So what are signs of periodontitis? Bleeding gums, swollen gums, tender gums. If the gum recedes and your teeth look longer, if you have bad breath, if you get pus or inflammation in the mouth, and if it hurts when you chew, that could also be a sign of periodontitis. And so, guys, you got to brush your teeth. You got to dental floss. I know some of us dental floss when we bleed when we dental floss. If you bleed when you dental floss, that's a problem. That means you have some issues with your gum. So that means you got to brush them really good, not too hard. But you got to get in there with your dentist and your dental hygienist. You got to go twice a year. And remember, bad teeth and bad gums put you at risk for, heart disease.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
That's a lot of babies. Ooh, we got sextuplets born in Virginia to a couple who spent 17 years trying to conceive a child. Sextuplets. That means six of them. Look at six little babies. Oh, they look so cute. I guess for 17 years, Ajibola and Adeboye Taiwo tried to have a child but had no luck. All of a sudden, they now have six. They gave birth to sextuplets at Richmond Hospital, and doctors said they have three boys and three girls. They and their mom are doing well. I don't know how you could walk after that one. That's got to be tough. They say this is the first time sextuplets have been born at VCU Medical Center. Now, as of this week, the babies are still in the hospital's intensive care unit, or the neonatal, I should say, the NICU, we call it. And the mother was released and is obviously very involved in the baby's care. Whenever a baby has to stay in NICU, many times it's because the babies were born prematurely, and that ends up happening when you have multiple babies within a pregnancy, like twins or triplets or quadruplets. I've never seen sextuplets born or quintuplets in my career, but we have seen lots of babies. And the babies were born May 11th with the help of a 40-person medical team. She was at 30 weeks gestation. Now, 30 weeks gestation years ago would have been a very, very scary time for babies to be born. Now, even though it's still scary for us moms, the medical personnel can keep these babies alive and allow them to grow in incubators. And the mom had a C-section. Yeah. The babies range anywhere from 1 pound 10 ounces to 2 pounds 15 ounces. And they say that the babies are doing well and continuing to thrive. Okay. We don't know when they're going to leave home, but hopefully mom and dad are able to handle six. Okay? Parents are not talking to the news media at this time. If I had given birth to six children, I probably wouldn't either, but the parents look really happy. Mom looks tired, but, you know, I don't blame her. That was a lot. And in a statement, Ajibola said that she hoped for the smallest of my six children to go up and say, "I was so small, look at me now." And these kids do. They do. They get a mouth on them and they go, "You know what, I'm not your baby anymore, and can I have some money?" Let me see. Do we know why they had six? I don't think there was in vitro. You would think there would be with six, but I thought I read somewhere that this happened naturally. This is like a real, real rare occurrence. They say in 2015, there were roughly 4 million live births in the United States, and 24 of those were quintuplets or higher, according to the CDC. 24 sets of quintuplets? Really? Man, that would confuse me as a parent. I barely get my own two kids figured out. You know, yeah, they look alike and they're different. You know, one's older than the other. But, you know, still, you know, somebody does something stupid, I can't tell who did it and who to yell at. So I just end up yelling at both of them. I don't know how I would do that if I had six. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Brazilian doctors are using tilapia fish skin, an unorthodox procedure, to ease the pain of burn victims. They say in the past, we've used frozen pig skin and human tish grafts to put on burns. And the reason why we need to do that is the burn takes away a lot of the skin. And the skin, you know, one of the major jobs of the skin, which a lot of people don't realize, is not only to prevent infection from coming into the body, but to also keep moisture in. So when you have a burn and you lose that part of the skin, you start to dry out. And so we need to keep the skin moist in order to heal. We also need to keep that part of the body protected. So what we would do is use human tissue grafts, etc., to allow the transfer of collagen, which is a protein that helps promote healing. Now, Brazil's public hospitals lack human and pig skin supplies. And they say the artificial alternatives easily available in Western, or which are obviously, you know, alternatives a lot easier for us to get here in Western countries. So they use gauze and bandage. And have you ever had gauze on a burn that had to be taken off? But get this. Tilapia is abundant in Brazil's rivers and fish farms. They better clean it, though, okay? From what I hear about the water system, they better clean it good. And they say these tilapia are expanding rapidly as demand grows because people like to eat tilapia. Tilapia is kind of yummy. I like to eat tilapia. I can eat tilapia if I have to eat fish. So scientists at the Federal University of Ceará in northern Brazil have found that tilapia skin has moisture, collagen, and disease resistance at levels comparable to human skin, and can therefore aid in healing. They say in China, researchers have tested tilapia skin on rodents to study its healing properties. But this is, I guess, the first time they're using it on humans. They say the use of tilapia skin on burns is unprecedented. Now, what if you burn yourself while cooking tilapia? That's what I want to know. And I think the tilapia skin can't be cooked. So I think what you need is you need the raw tilapia skin, but clean it, please. And let it be done in a medical center. They say the fish skin is usually thrown away, so we are using this product to convert it to a social benefit. They say the tilapia skin treatment can speed up healing by several days and reduces the need for pain medication. Probably you're freaked out because you got a piece of fish on you. University lab technicians treated the fish skin with various sterilizing agents, sent it to Sao Paulo for irradiation to kill viruses before packaging and refrigeration. Once cleaned and treated, it could last up to 2 years. Researchers say the treatment removes any fish smell. I mean, it is pretty. You know, it's silvery and scaly and it looks kind of sparkly. So, they say in medical trials, the alternative therapy has been used on at least 56 patients to treat second degree and third degree burns. Patients with limbs covered by fish skin, they say, it looks like something out of a movie, but it seems to work really well. And they have high levels of collagen type 1. And it stays moist longer than gauze, so you don't have to change out the tilapia skin as frequently. You apply it to the burned area, then you cover it with a bandage, and you don't need any cream. After about 10 days, doctors remove the bandage. The tilapia skin, which is dried out and loosened from the burn, can be peeled away without it hurting. So this seems to be a super substance. So we'll keep you guys posted. I'm still not a big fan of fish, but this does start to kind of, you know, make me like it just a little bit more. I just don't like eating fish. Don't make me eat fish, please. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Germany is going to fine parents who refuse vaccine advice under a new law. So Germany is passing a law this week that will require kindergartners to inform authorities if parents have failed to consult a doctor without vaccinating their children. And those who refuse advice are subject to fines worth up to $2,800. Can you imagine these kids having to turn in their parents? Okay, how many kids are going to say, excuse me, I didn't get a shot, and I want a shot or multiple shots, so go and get my parents. Okay, man, if I did that to my parents, I would be getting the biggest butt whooping. The law is expected to take effect June 1st. Leaders across Europe are tightening vaccination laws amid a spike in measles, chickenpox, and mumps. By mid-April, German health officials had counted 410 measles cases compared with 325 back in 2016. There's a lack of public trust in vaccines. They don't want their kids injected. They don't want side effects. Many of them don't think that the diseases that the vaccines are treating are that deadly or scary. And, you know, yes, there's some pretty severe complications that can happen with chickenpox, with measles, polio, tetanus, etc. So Italy had ruled last week that children must be vaccinated against common illnesses in order to be eligible for enrollment to kindergarten. Now, I don't think something like that would fly out here in the United States because, I don't know where the ACLU would come in. My guess is you would think that they would say, you're right, you can't force somebody to, you know, inject their healthy kid. But I don't know if they're getting involved with this. As a doctor, I want children vaccinated. I really believe the vaccination program. It's just I don't know how you could force it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.